This is just too hilarious. Now, if you haven't watched this, CNN host claims CRT isn't taught in Virginia schools and gets wrecked with receipts. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Oh, you're going to love it. The cognitive disconnect is so juicy, you could probably slap it on a grill. Oh, here we go.
I think what Democrats are going to continue to do is talk about Donald Trump. I think Republicans are going to continue to talk about issues. Glenn Youngkin won his race because he talked about issues. And I think that's what's going to happen. What we're going to see is, just like in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe wanted to say, oh, there was nothing about critical race theory. We know it's true. Parents know their kids are being indoctrinated with critical race theory in Virginia. And the Democrats wanted to deny it.
It's not in the curriculum.
Showed up. Oh, my God.
Just to be clear, it's not in the curriculum.
What?
In Virginia. Brian,
would you like me to? Here, let me just read you a few things. In 2015, while Terry McAuliffe was governor, the Virginia Department of Education promoted incorporating a critical race theory lens in education. You can still find it on the Department of Education's website.
Damn!
It's still there. In February 2019, Virginia Department of Education promoted critical race theory and the idea of white fragility.
Okay.
It's not part of the curriculum.
It's not part of the curriculum, except he's proving that it is.
Just to be clear about where you are.
Let's all agree. They were trying to indoctrinate kids. Terry McAuliffe denied it. It's still on the website.
Wow.
This is happening. And I hope Democrats continue to say it's not happening.
And she's stunned into silence. She doesn't know what to do.
They can see it.
They're paying her to toe the line. She's pitching propaganda.
The person in her ear is probably picking their ass, wondering what the hell to say. Well, just keep repeating it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I said, propaganda does not survive when you put it under the light of truth.
Yep. Just keep repeating it. That'll make it true if you keep repeating it.
Are dumb, you said? Aren't dumb.
No, they're not. I think parents are smart. My parents didn't have much of a formal education, but they cared about what I learned. Parents are smart.
I just want to be clear. Okay, Senator, I just
Virginia
have to be clear.
Department of Education promoted critical race theory, and Terry McAuliffe said they didn't. I hope Democrats keep doing that across the country.
No!
It's not part of the curriculum. I would like...
He just proved it and brought receipts.
Hang on. Hang
Wrecked.
On. Hang on. There you go.
And the funny thing is that I guarantee you, not long after this aired, the Department of Education for the state of Virginia went in and made some updates.
It doesn't matter because you could change your website all you want.
The internet is forever.
Yeah.
Because before somebody was able to do that, somebody like us went to their website and archived it because fuck you.
That's right. Listen, that's another thing we should have all the people who watch this show do. If you come across crazy fucking shit on public websites, archive it.
And send it to us.
And send it to the archiving sites.
Boom. That chick was caught with her pants down. And not in the way that, you know, got her a lot of different promotions.
And she's just a talking head. She had an earphone in. No. You keep repeating the same thing. No, it's not true.
You're going to come over later? You're going to suck my dick?
Well, first of all, you have a senator. He's like, I looked at the website. It's still there. It's not in the curriculum. Did you not hear what I just said?
But it's still there.
It's still there.
But it's not.
I God bless him. I could not deal with that kind of stupid. If I was there, I'd be like, I know I'm a senator, but you goddamn twat. It's on their goddamn website. Separate your brain cells, have them multiply so you have like four or eight so you can make a decision here because you're an absolute fucking idiot.
Amen to that.
If they promoted me to Congress, I'd be getting trouble all the time. I'd be like there on the floor. Fuck your mother. We're going to censure you. Yeah, censure this. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. You're wasting money. Fuck y'all. I'm glad you find that funny. I'm being totally serious.
That's going to be one of the grunt speak shorts, man.
Can you imagine me like? Can you imagine me like? What?
Are you? The floor goes to Terrence Pop from Michigan.
I start my time. Y'all a bunch of fucking assholes. You twit motherfuckers. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Mr. Like, Pop, Mr.
You
Pop.
Can't say this. Shut the fuck up. And if they turn my microphone on, I pull out my briefcase, one of the megaphone, like, yeah, fuck y'all. All right, I'm going to talk over y'all.
And then the knife hand would come out, yeah. And that's when you know it's really business.
But the thing is, if I did that on a regular basis, the floor would be packed every time I was scheduled to speak.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like, I don't want to miss this. Because it'd be just like I was on active duty in Iraq. Every day, 6 o'clock after chow, I was in front of the sergeant major getting yelled at for something. Every day. And people would come in on their days off and be like, because there's no ceilings.
No.
There's just walls. So you can hear everything. And literally, I'd be over there like, uh-huh. Yeah. And I'd have these smart-ass remarks, and I could hear people over like, oh, my God.
He's going to talk.
And I'd leave the office, and like people would be like, I outmaneuvered that dumb motherfucker every day.
Oh, it's genius.
Oh, God, it's an idiot. I hope I never meet him. I want to kick his ass.
Watch Grunspeak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and bring the strong stuff. Now is not the time for beer. That comes later.